All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome and good afternoon. This is Andy Collinsworth from Sonoma State University. Really pleased to be able to hear your performance this afternoon at the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival here at Cal State East Bay. You look great up on stage. As you prepare to play an Irish Rhapsody by Claire Grundman. It's always a tough thing with the percussion, coming into a foreign space and you've got equipment you're not used to, maybe a slightly different setup. Yeah. Good. Okay, here we go. Nice start. Good. I love the lifted quality of the brass eighth notes. Beautiful style. I love the blend and the balance. Yeah, we're aware of important melodic motives. We're making adjustments to allow those motives to come through in the sound. Bravo. Bass pitch is a little sharp. I noticed that in your tuning note. Keep working to open that space, bring the pitch down just a little bit. Yeah, the D on the alto sax, that's the third of the chord. Not only is that an inherently sharp note on the instrument, but it has to be played low to sound in tune. Okay, let's find our pitch center here, horns. Yeah, we need to make an embouchure adjustment and possibly a hand adjustment in the bell to feather that pitch, massage it into tune. Beautiful solo in the cornet. Great. Excellent musicianship. Transitions in a lot of these Grundman arrangements are so critical, and you're really so far handling them with appropriate grace. Good work, boy. And that first clarinet part, you're in the stratosphere there in the altissimo range. Really nice job blending. Oh, that's really nice piccolo playing. Nice, good style. Good work, saxophones, low reeds. Okay, yeah, well done. Horns, low reeds. Transition into 85. That's pretty good. Yeah, we have a little bit of pitch waggle, but gosh, you can just tell that you're aware of it and you're making necessary adjustments in your embouchure and airspeed. Beautiful oboe playing. really nice balance between the oboe and piccolo. Okay, saxophones. This is a really great sound. Good blend with the horns. Bravo. Hey, saxes. Next step in your development, guys, work, and this goes for all saxes, alto, tenor, bari, work to develop a vibrato into your playing. It's just, it's a jaw movement. Ya, 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 ya. If you say that, you kind of get the movement of the jaw that's required to perform with vibrato. It'll be a little wonky if you're not used to doing it at first, but, and that's okay, but try to incorporate that in your playing so it's just... It's part of your playing. It's compulsory. Such a mature sound for a young group. I don't always like that word, mature sound, but... it's a beautiful, dark, rich sound. Full instrumentation really helps. Excellent balance of instrumentation and strong musicianship. Just make sure saxes that you guys are part of that, that flute line. A little tendency to sort of like squash it a little bit. Nice work on the xylophone. Percussion in general, I'm really impressed with your ability to balance to the ensemble that's in front of you. You're not overplaying the group. Playing with a nice tasty feel with the ensemble, and you're really complementing them well. A little bit in pitch, that pedal concert F, measure 182. Trumpets, trombone. Good berry sax. Love that style of articulation. Berry sax bassoons. I'd like to maybe hear just a little bit longer tuba note at the end. The tuba is kind of the last taste that we hear in our ears. Guys, you guys are doing a lot of really terrific musical things. I'm just so impressed with your teacher and your conductor, who's leading you with really top-notch musicianship. His conducting is musical, it's elegant, it's stylistic, and it fits the music. And you guys might not be aware of what a top-notch teacher you've got standing before you. Hopefully you are. It's a real pleasure for me to be able to speak to you as musicians, and notice I didn't say junior high musicians. You guys are Oh, top-notch musicians. I'm really glad to hear you retune and you kind of reset your pitch center. Okay, I'm really looking forward to hearing your interpretation of Shenandoah. Okay, let's just make sure we have our embouchure set and we hear that first note inside our head. Love that you took a little bit of time with that beat four pickup. Nice. Good sound, horns and euphonium. It's a really nice blend. Now continue energizing through the long note. So the long note provides direction leading into the eighth notes and moving notes already inherently add direction to a musical line. When we get to a static note, like a long note, we have to do something with the air to give that same forward motion feeling. Okay, I hear you making adjustments in your embouchures to focus pitch. Well done. Overall, the blend was really beautiful there. I think that the tempo could maybe move just a little bit here at 12, a little bit more. Nice cymbal, very nice, really appropriate. Okay, yeah, so make sure that we're really locked in and not pitch center. That repeated the motive in the horns. And the tenor sax was a little bit sharp. Move it quicker here. Yeah, definitely, decidedly quicker here. Okay, it's a beautiful sound, a really nice balance between all the parts. Saxophones start developing vibrato. Okay, this is right where it would really help in a solo situation. Yeah, bring that, open up, drop your jaw, alto on the D. Good connection between beat 2 and 3 and beats 4 and 1. Good. Nice job. This canonic session here. Yeah, third flute. I think you could be the strongest out of the three. And the reason is because you're the last part of the texture. And when the first player plays, they're typically the only thing we hear. And as we layer these entrances in below it, you tend to get a little bit buried, so you, I think, dynamically have to play it a little stronger than the printed marking to get that to sound equal. Nice moment here. Beautiful. Well done on the sforzando. Okay, nice ends and tapers of the phrases. Man, there's a lot of high school groups that would love to sound like this, I can tell you that. That's really terrific, you guys. That's really musical. Yeah. This gorgeous playing. Your interpretation is spot on. I think you have good musical instincts. I quibbled a little bit about with some tempo things in there. But I think what I really appreciate is the elasticity that you have in your tempos and transitions with the Grundmann and with this, and your conducting and your musical gesture is so meaningful. It gives students a reason to watch what's happening. Throughout that, I think I made a mention earlier, but the percussion, I'm really impressed with your attention to the kind of timbre that you're getting. Your mallet choices, I think, are spot on. You're watching. You're an integral part of the music, and you're contributing a lot to the overall musical effect. Okay, this is choreography. Okay. Maybe just a little bit more punch. Punch on the accent. Da 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 da. Has a really nice rhythmic and an energetic feel. Accentuate but not bury the winds. Okay, nice oboe sound. Yeah, continue working to incorporate vibrato into your sound too. That's more of a chest vibrato or air, spinning of the air vibrato. Probably best assisted by a private teacher. Okay, your chops are probably a little bit tired. You have a really nice sound trumpet. It just sounds like our chops are kind of pooping out on us a little bit. Okay, all right. I like it that you're incorporating vibrato there. Nice. I think we're a little bit tired. Just keep your space open between your lips and between your back teeth, just to bring the pitch down a little bit. Nice work in the woodwinds there. It's beautiful writing. Nice job. Yeah, true piano, guys, true piano. Good. Yeah, just a little bit of high pitch. Okay, nice job there, trumpet. Really nice. Bravo. Excellent display of musicianship. A lot of attention to details. You got a master teacher in front of you. It was a pleasure to hear your performance today. Bravo and congratulations on an excellent performance. Keep up the good work. And man, I wish I was your high school teacher. It'd be exciting to have students like you, and I hope that you continue on in high school, and I hope our paths cross again someday in the near future. Take care. Thanks again.